Federal News Radio, as you well know, been doing a series of interesting jobs in the federal government, and there are zillions of them, and a lot of things people don't know, a lot of things people who work for the government don't know about their colleagues. So I got a hold of a federal prison official, American Federation of Government Employees Union official, who is also a correctional institution guard. And we're going to be talking tomorrow about what life is like in a federal prison. You know, it's not like, you know, the movies where the mafia dons sit around in smoking jackets and order, carry out food and that kind of thing. These are rough, nasty, dirty places, and life is hard there. It's hard for the inmates. It's hard for the correctional officers. And we're going to try to take a peek inside these. You know, there are federal prisons in 29 states, including Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. There's the supermaxes you have in Illinois and Colorado and California, and then there's some prisons that are actually run by private contractors, but the vast majority are federal workers. 39,000 people in the Bureau of Prisons and do fascinating, important work. And a lot of people in America don't give a thought about prisons one way or the other. Others think that they're
we don't want to think about them.
Well, and you know, some people think that the drug laws are wrong, that you punish one group of offenders one way and another the other. Some people think there's racial implications, there's ethnic implications, certainly class implications. And so we're going to try to get into all of that tomorrow and just see what life is like in a federal prison.
So what fascinated you about this?
Well, I've been to a couple. I went to a state prison when I was a kid, one of those kind of scared straight programs, and it scared me straight. I've been to one federal prison, and then Jane Norris and I went down to Guantanamo Bay, which is really, whatever you think about it politically, is state of the art. It's the best of the best of the best. But it's just, and you know, I guess like any red-blooded American boy, I'm interested in crime and criminals, and of course the relatively new movie Public Enemies and all that. But prisons are a thing, as you said, we don't know about them because we don't want to know about them.
Out of sight, out of mind. We like it that way. Thank you very much. And in fact, you know, it's funny, you know, there's all these TV shows and they always show the cop part and after they go off to prison, there's no shows about the prisons.
That's
really
right.
There's a little bit of a tension. I know the union's been really arguing. They think they're understaffed, right? Is that the issue?
That's one of the issues. They believe they're understaffed and they may well be. They're also concerned that this UNICOR program where federal prisoners actually make furniture for government offices. They say that's being whittled back. I think that they've talked about losing something like 140 jobs. But there's a lot of tension, you're right, between management and the guards themselves. They call themselves correctional officers and the Bureau of Prisons. And, you know, everybody's got a point, and we hope to hear it tomorrow.
And this is one of these, I mean, we always talk about feds putting their jobs.
Absolutely.
There's a real potential here that the bad things could happen.
It's not only the potential, it's almost the eventuality for so many people. They're overcrowded conditions. If you're in a supermax and you've got nothing to lose, you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are mentally disturbed. It's an extremely dangerous job. And you go in unarmed, obviously, because they don't want inmates taking a weapon away from you. So when you're in the general population, you are unarmed.
Wow. And I mean, I'm shocked that I don't know, but I know the military, you can retire, you know, it's not the norm, you don't have to work a full 32 years.
Right.
And it seems like this would fall under the category
It does. And when I said lifers, I was being cute.
I understand that.
Right. But you're exactly right. These LEOs, law enforcement officers, air traffic controllers, certain other jobs, it's a mandatory retirement. Generally, it's 55 or 56, I forget, and they may have changed it. But this is a high burnout occupation, as you can imagine. You know, I mean, every day you may be locked up for 20 years yourself. Yeah. The difference is you go home at night.
Ugh. I'm going to dramatically take a left turn, and we had Tom Trabucco on talking about automatic enrollment. And I was following some of the tweet streams and people saying, you know, why do I care about this?
Mm-hmm.
But this seems like it does have impact in that we always talk about the TSP being the such low cost to operate the TSP.
Yeah.
And if you have all these people coming in, that helps the TSP.
It does. And it's really, it's a smart management move. If you care anything at all about having good people are working around you in government, yeah. especially new people coming in. A lot of times, you know, we were all young once, and we didn't pay any attention to retirement.
I was never young.
Health. Well, I wasn't either. I was born old. But, you know, you don't pay attention to retirement issues and things like that. And you'll often rue it 20 or 30 years down the road. But what they're doing now is these brand new people who are coming in, they're going to automatically stick them in the system, as you know. They're going to put them in at 3% salary. They won't even know what's hit them yeah. until they see their first couple of paychecks, and they're going to say, what's this? Meanwhile,
who's this TSP people that are
right? And what they need to emphasize is that in addition, they're putting 3% of their money in, and
the
government is matching it, a 3% tax deferred pay raise. And by the time it dawns on them what's happened to them, many of them are going to say, you know, I want more. I want the 5% match. I'm going to put in 5, and they can put in up to 10. But I think it's a win-win for the government. I can't see any downside to it, except it's a little bit more work for some federal agencies in the TSP, but it's just very smart. And even if you're an old timer, a codger like us in the office, it will make the TSP bigger and better and richer, and could reduce the administrative costs.
And for those young people who may be saying, you know, well, yeah, but I need that money mm-hmm. because I'm going month to month.
Yeah.
It's the amazing thing about compound interest. If you put that money aside, even if it's a token of just that 3%, it does magical things.
And you can't catch up. If you wait until you're 30 to start saving instead of 20, you have to save X amount more and so on. So, no, this is really a win-win deal. Everybody that I know that's looked at the Federal Thrift Savings Plan, from Warren Buffett, but Warren Buffett has even said it, but the guy that founded the Vanguard funds, Alan Roth, who works for MSNBC, who has his own column, everybody says, I wish I could get in it. It's that good. So if you're a Fed, enjoy it, take advantage of it. And
who gets matching funds anymore? I mean, it's one of those. I mean,
yeah. I heard of one company, and it's a small place, that gives their people 6%. But most give none.
We'll talk off air. I want to find out who that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they hiring? No, we love our jobs. But, that's an incredible.
And the last place I worked didn't get it. The Washington Post, we got a 5% match. But a lot of places that were giving matches.
I wonder if they're doing that today.
Took them away. Yeah, very likely not.
I mean, it was one of the things. One other thing that I want to touch. So this morning I was at this American for Public Service. They did this poll that showed that people. You know, we hear so many people talk about they're angry at government and stuff. The poll essentially shows what they really want is effective government.
Yeah.
A little bit of a, yeah, okay, we know that. Nice to have some numbers to go along with it. There's also some numbers in there about pay and benefits. And again, people showing that pay and benefits, people a little bit angry. And in fact, you saw those stories out in California yeah. where these civil servants are paid $800,000.
Yeah.
It still seems to me like this is an issue on the agenda. The federal pay and benefits, government worker pay and benefits, it's going to be on there.
Always will be. Oh, yeah. It will always be with us. And they talk about paying members of Congress a lot more money to keep them honest and keep them the straight and narrow. It's never going to happen. But yeah, this pay and benefits thing, and particularly if you're out of work or in the private sector, there's always that fear that you could literally come in and be fired tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's not. So yeah, it's always going to be with us.